Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone, and happy Tuesday. I hope you're having a beautiful day and a great week. I am in Costa Rica right now, feeling really inspired and motivated and just grounded. And I really hope you do too. I mean, we all strive to get to this place in our lives where we feel this way without having to go on vacation to get there. But I'm grateful to be able to be here and get to anchor into this place inside of myself. So for today's practice, it's Tune In Tuesday today. So I want to give us a little contemplation, something to journal on. And something that's been on my mind lately has been the moments in my life, the moments in my day, the cycles of my life where I feel truly like myself. And I feel like you're going to know what I'm talking about here. The thing that I do in my day-to-day life, or sometimes it's the people I'm with, sometimes it's music I listen to, sometimes it's practice that I have, but when I just anchor into that place and I feel authentically me. And of course, you know, I strive to live a life where I feel really anchored in my truth all the time. And I feel like that core truthful version of myself every day of the week. But that's just not the case, right? And I think for a lot of us, we have these different roles that we're always shouldering that require us to step outside of that authentic truth a little bit or a lot. And figuring out what practices or what people or what things or experiences bring us right back to our own authentic selves. Figuring out what those things are is a really important thing so that we can bring more of them into our lives. A great example of that is I feel so like myself when I'm in Costa Rica. And I've been thinking about this so much. Why don't I feel the same way when I'm in Aruba, which is where I live and where I've lived for the past 11 years? There is something about Costa Rica, I think because this was where I moved to the first year I ever left Sweden. I left my home country. This is where I found myself in a really big way. It's where I found yoga, where I found meditation, where I changed my life. And there's something about being back here in this country that puts me back in that same kind of energy where I just feel really, truly free. I feel free of labels. I feel free of expectation. Also, right now, I am free from a lot of the roles that I don't want to say they weigh me down because they don't, but sometimes they inhibit me from feeling like my most authentic self, like the role of mother, boss, daughter, wife, you know, those things where we actually shoulder a role and we have to take care of other people. It's hard to be anchored in our own authentic truth when we are busy caring for people in our lives, right? When we're busy being moms or dads or bosses or just doing the stuff that we got to get done in our day to day. So I feel so authentically me when I'm back in this country, and I do every single time. I also feel very much authentically like myself after I have had an experience with some sort of free-form physical movement, meaning after a really sweaty dance session or after a really inspired yoga practice or after a shaking meditation, when I have that opportunity to just drop into my body, and this, of course, I can do in Aruba or in Sweden or wherever I am, I'm just in my body, letting my body move really freely. In those moments, I can tap into that same kind of feeling of, oh, I just feel so good just being me, right? So I want you to take a moment today to figure out what are these moments or places or experiences that make you feel like your authentic self. Maybe it's something to do with a self-care practice that you have. Maybe it's some kind of movement. Maybe it's similar to me, right? It's like going back to a place where you used to feel a certain kind of energy, returning to that place, or spending time with a certain someone, right? Don't we all have, hopefully, at least one person in our lives that we just feel so great when we're around? Take a moment to really sit with this and then feel into how often do you get to return to these places? How often do you get to return to these practices? And what is it about them that make you feel so free or so like yourself? Because I think this is a really important contemplation to come back to, right? Why do I feel that way in these moments? And what is it that prohibits me from feeling that way in these other moments in my life? Just getting curious around that. So if you want to journal on this today, our journaling prompt is, I feel most like myself when. I feel most like myself when. I feel most like myself when. And just fill in the blank and see where this exploration will take you. I hope you have a good little practice. I hope it brings you some big epiphany or realization and that you can return to this feeling of being really authentically you as much as possible. I mean, it's kind of strange that we walk around this world and we feel like anything other but ourselves. But I think if it's true for me, chances are it's true for you too. So have a beautiful day. Enjoy this inquiry and I'll be back tomorrow.